Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today Maseches Nedarim, Daf Samach Aleph, the 8th Perek, Konim Yain. Just a quick announcement, this week is the Zichru 1000 event. Zichru members from all over will be celebrating our success and remembering the Daf day after day and for passing the 1000 block milestone. The event is this Thursday night in Passaic, New Jersey, and it's going to be a very inspiring evening. It will feature a live fair with members on 1000 block, and we'll be honored with the presence of the Lakewood Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yeruch Ma'olshin, and guest speaker, Rabbi Ephraim Eliyahu Shapiro, coming up from Miami. The event has been generously sponsored by a few of our members, so there is no cost. You just need to reserve your spot as space is limited, and reservations are on a first-come, first-served basis. Just go to our website, zichru.com, and click on the event link to make your reservation. This is also a great opportunity to inspire others by what is truly possible in terms of remembering the Daf, so by all means, feel free to invite someone whom you think will gain from the event. So the three tabs we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks, Amar Yain Shani Tom Yovel Mai. If one said, wine is tonum for my tasting for a Yovel cycle, what is the halacha? Ron clarifies that the Gemara's intent is for one who said this Yovel. The Gemara explains the question is whether the Yovel year is the final year of the completed Yovel cycle and thus included in his netter, or the first year of the next cycle and not included in his netter. The Gemara shows that this is Machok's Tanaim in a Braisa from the Pasuk, which says, "Bikidashim es shnas ha-chamishim shana." You should sanctify the 50th year as Yovel. The Rabbanan learned that the 50th year is only counted as the 50th year, but does not additionally function as the first year of the next cycle, and say, "Mikan amru Yovel eino olo min shavua." From here, they said that Yovel is not counted in the Shemitah cycle. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yovel is counted as the first year in the following Shemitah cycle. When the Rabban challenged Rabbi Yehuda from the Pasuk, which states that one may plant for 6 years, which according to Rabbi Yehuda, will only be 5 years in a Shemitah cycle following Yovel because the 50th year is forbidden like Shemitah, he responded that Pasuk is referring to the other full Shemitah cycles. Point number two, the Mishnah Daf Samach Amad Aleph taught that one who makes a nether Abnei HaPesach, until before Pesach. Rav Meir says he's forbidden until the beginning of Pesach, and Rav Yossi holds he is forbidden until the end of Pesach. The Gemara understands that Rav Meir holds L'mayla Nafshi L'Sveika. A person does not place himself in an uncertain position, meaning that when using an ambiguous phrase such as until before Pesach, which can be understood as the beginning or end, he only included what is clearly included in the term. And Rav Yossi holds a person would include all possible meanings even until the end of Pesach. The Gemara said they both contradicted positions in a Mishnah. One who has two sets of daughters from two wives and declared that he had married off his elder daughter to someone, but didn't clarify which elder daughter he meant. Rameer holds all but the youngest in the younger group are forbidden as possibly married women because they can all conceivably be called elder in reference to this youngest daughter. And Riosi holds only the very oldest is forbidden, since the ambiguous term is understood to only include what it would definitively include. Thus, they both contradict their position in our Mishnah. The Gemara answers that we must reverse the positions of our Mishnah to accord with the Mishnah in Kedushin. And point number three, the next Mishnah teaches that a nether made until the harvest is forbidden until the start of the harvest. The rule is expressed, Kol shezman kavua ba'amra ad shiyagia, aser ad shiyagia. Any event whose duration is set, such as the 7 days of Pesach, and he said, until the event arrives, he's forbidden until it arrives. Amra ad shiyeh, aser ad shiyetze. But if he said, until it is, he's forbidden until it concludes. But kol she'ein zman kavua, and any event whose duration is not set, such as the harvest, ben amra ad shiyeh, ben sha'amra ad shiyagia, eino aser ad shiyagia. Whether he said until it arrives or until it is, he's only forbidden until it arrives. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara asks, Amar Yain Shani Tom Yovel Mai. If one said wine is kona for my tasting for a Yovel cycle, what is the halacha? Ron clarifies that the Gemara's intent is for one who said this Yovel. The Gemara explains the question is whether the Yovel year is the final year of the completed Yovel cycle and thus included in his netter, or the first year of the next cycle and not included in his netter. The Gemara shows that this is Machok's Tanaim in a Braisa from the Pasuk, which says, "Bikidashim es shnas ha-chamishim shana." You should sanctify the 50th year as Yovel. The Rabbanan learned that the 50th year is only counted as the 50th year, but does not additionally function as the first year of the next cycle, and say, "Mikan amru Yovel eino olo min shavua." From here, they said that Yovel is not counted in the Shemitah cycle. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yovel is counted as the first year in the following Shemitah cycle. When the Rabbanan challenged Rabbi Yehuda from the pasuk, which states that one may plant for 6 years, which according to Rabbi Yehuda will only be 5 years in a Shemitah cycle following Yovel because the 50th year is forbidden like Shemitah, he responded that pasuk is referring to the other full Shemitah cycles. Point number 2, the Mishnah Daf Samach Amud Aleph taught that one who makes a nether Abnei HaPesach, until before Pesach. Rav Meir says he's forbidden until the beginning of Pesach, and Rav Yossi holds he is forbidden until the end of Pesach. The Gemara understands that Rav Meir holds L'mal Nafshi L'Sveika. A person does not place himself in an uncertain position, meaning that when using an ambiguous phrase such as until before Pesach, which can be understood as the beginning or end, he only included what is clearly included in the term. And Rav Yossi holds a person would include all possible meanings even until the end of Pesach. The Gemara said they both contradicted positions in a Mishnah. One who has two sets of daughters from two wives and declared that he had married off his elder daughter to someone, but didn't clarify which elder daughter he meant, Rameer holds all but the youngest in the younger group are forbidden as possibly married women because they can all conceivably be called elder in reference to this youngest daughter. And Ryozi holds only the very oldest is forbidden, since the ambiguous term is understood to only include what it would definitively include. Thus, they both contradict their position in our Mishnah. The Gemara answers that we must reverse the positions of our Mishnah to accord with the Mishnah in Kedushin. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah teaches that a nether made until the harvest is forbidden until the start of the harvest. The rule is expressed, Kol shezman kavua ba'amar ad sheyagia, aser ad sheyagia. Any event whose duration is set, such as the 7 days of Pesach, and he said, until the event arrives, he's forbidden until it arrives. Amar ad sheyeh, aser ad sheyetze. But if he said, until it is, he's forbidden until it concludes. But kol she'ein zman kavua, and any event whose duration is not set, such as the harvest, ben amar ad sheyeh, ben sha'amar ad sheyagia, eino aser ad sheyagia. Whether he said until it arrives or until it is, he's only forbidden until it arrives. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Samach Aleph, and our standard Simmer is magician because it's related to sawing a person in half. Sawing a person in half. So here goes. The magician who made the wine that was konum from his tasting for a Yovel cycle disappear was surprised when he said he would saw the eldest daughter of a man with 4 daughters from 2 wives in half, and 3 of the daughters came up on stage and got booked immediately for an upcoming Pesach retreat since his netter not to perform magic again was only until Pesach, which is Azman Kavua. Once again, slow motion. The magician, that must mean more daf Samachov, sawing a person in half. The magician who made the wine that was konum from his tasting for a Yovel cycle disappear, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Amr Yain Shani Tom Yovel Mai. If one said, wine is konum from my tasting for a Yovel cycle, what is the halacha? Whether the Yovel year is the final year of the completed Yovel cycle and thus included in his netter, or the first year of the next cycle and not included in his netter. This is based on a machlokas. If the 50th year is only counted as the 50th year but does not additionally function as the first year of the next cycle, or does function as the first year of the next cycle. So the magician who made the wine that was konum from his tasting for a Yovel cycle disappear was surprised when he said he would saw the eldest daughter of a man with 4 daughters from 2 wives in half, and 3 of the daughters came up on stage, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Samach Amud Aleph taught that one who makes a nether ad pnei ha-pesach, until before Pesach. Rameer says he's forbidden until the beginning of Pesach, and Rav Yossi holds he's forbidden until the end of Pesach. The Gemara understands that Rameer holds l'mayel nafshi l'sveika. A person does not place himself in an uncertain position, meaning that when using an ambiguous phrase such as until before Pesach, which can be understood as the beginning or end, he only included what is clearly included in the term. And Rav Yossi holds a person would include all possible meanings, even until the end of Pesach. The Gemara points out that they both contradict their positions in a Mishnah and Kedushin, where one who has 2 sets of daughters from 2 wives and declared that he married off his elder daughter to someone, but didn't clarify which elder daughter he meant, doesn't mean all 3 older daughters in relation to the youngest one, or only the oldest daughter. So the magician who made the wine that was konum from his tasting for a Yovel cycle disappear was surprised when he said he would saw the eldest daughter of a man with 4 daughters from 2 wives in half, and 3 of the daughters came up on stage and got booked immediately for an upcoming Pesach retreat, since his netter not to perform magic again was only until Pesach, which is Azman Kavua, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches the rule is, Kol shezman kavua va'amar ad sheyagia, aser ad sheyagia. Any event whose duration is set, such as the 7 days of Pesach, and he said until the event arrives, he's forbidden until it arrives. Amar ad sheyeh, aser ad sheyetze. But if he said until it is, he's forbidden until it concludes. But kol she'ein zman kavua, in any event whose duration is not set, such as the harvest, whether he said until it arrives or until it is, he's only forbidden until it arrives. So once again, the magician who made the wine that was konum from his tasting for a Yovel cycle disappear, was surprised when he said he would saw the eldest daughter of a man with four daughters from two wives in half, and three of the daughters came up on stage and got booked immediately for an upcoming Pesach retreat, since his neder not to perform magic again was only until Pesach, which is a zman kavua. All right, now time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Nun Zayin. So the simmer Daf Nun Zayin is nose, and we often use Pinocchio. So here goes. The Pinocchio puppet, Pinocchio, that must be on Daf Nun Zayin, nose. The Pinocchio puppet that had been exchanged for a fruit that one had said, "Konim these fruit on me," and was also deemed forbidden, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, one who says, "Konim perus ha'eu alai, konim hen alpi, konim hen lafi." If one says, "Konim these fruit on me," or "these are konim upon my mouth," or "these are konim to my mouth," asu b'chilufen u'begiduhen, he's forbidden even in their exchanges, meaning goods received in exchange for them, and in their growths, meaning that which grows from them. The Ran explains that by specifying an object, it's like Hekdesh, and therefore shares these two properties of Hekdesh. So the Pinocchio puppet that had been exchanged for fruit, the one had said, "Konim these fruit on me," and was also deemed forbidden, was tossed out in Atlanta on top of an onion that was picked during Shemitah, and then replanted in the eighth year, which reminds the Gemara presents a question. Batzel she'akar b'shvius, an onion that was picked during Shemitah, giving it Shemitah sanctity, and he then replanted it during the eighth year, and its new growths exceeded its original root. What is the halacha? Do we say, since the growths exceeded the root, osum gedue heter, malinus e'isser, or lo? Those permitted growths nullify the forbidden root, and the entire plant is permitted, or not? Rather, the growths are themselves forbidden as an extension of their forbidden root. So, the Pinocchio puppet that had been exchanged for fruit, that one had said, "Konim these fruit on me," and was also deemed forbidden, was tossed out and landed on top of an onion that was picked during Shemitah and then replanted in the eighth year, right under an old tree which had a young tree with fruit that was Orla grafted onto it, which reminds us, two Amoraim held that new growth does not nullify the old root, rather the growth itself is forbidden as an extension. Rabbi Yochanan said that a young tree with fruit, which was forbidden as Orla, which was grafted onto an old permitted tree, even if the fruit grew 200-fold, which is the requisite amount for Orla nullification, they remain forbidden, despite the fact that the young tree is considered part of the old tree, and its new growths would be permitted if not that they grew from forbidden fruit. Daf Nun Ches. So the simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. That must be more in Daf Nun Ches. Noach. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who heard that the animals were not fed because someone dropped a tiny bit of tevel into their food, making it all usher, as a davrishiyeshu matirin, which reminds us. The Gemara attempts to bring a proof that growths have the halacha of their roots from a brisa in which Rabbi Shimon taught that any davrishiyeshu matirin, any prohibited item, which has a method to permit it, such as tevel, which can be permitted through tithing, forbids a mixture with even a minimal amount. But items which cannot become permitted, such as truma, all the proportions by which their mixtures would be permitted. So Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who heard that the animals were not fed because someone dropped a tiny bit of tevel into their food, making it all usher, as a davar she'yesh matirin, told his staff to feed them chasayos, which were grown the eighth year by the gardener suspected of violating Shemitah observance, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Elazar said about one pruning chasayos, a type of vegetable defined later, as those whose roots do not decompose, such as garlic or onions, im Yisrael chashud al shviz, if he's pruning with a Jew who is suspected about Shemitah observance, and thus needs to consider the possibility that the chasayos are Shemitah produce replanted, what he prunes in the year after Shemitah is permitted because the possibly forbidden root has been sufficiently exceeded by the eighth year growths. So Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who heard that the animals were not fed because someone dropped a tiny bit of tevel into their food, making all usher as a davar she'yesh matirin, told his staff to feed them chasayos, which were grown in the eighth year by the gardener suspected of violating Shemitah observance, and explained that because Shemitah's prohibition is a result of the ground, so too is its nullification, which reminds us, having proven that Shemitah growths are permitted, the Gemara adds that this should refute the opinions of Rabbi Yochanan and Yonason, who said otherwise on the previous daf by Orla and Kalim. The Gemara answers, Shanya Shviz, Hoyo Ve'isura Al Yidei Karka, B'teilasen Nami Al Yidei Karka. Shemitah is different because since its prohibition is a result of the ground, which imparts Shemitah status, its nullification happens through the ground by the growths of the non-Shemitah year. Orla, on the other hand, is forbidden because of the tree's insufficient age, and Kalim is forbidden because of the forbidden mixture. Daf Nun Tes. So the simmer Daf Nun Tes is a night. So here goes. The night. That must be one Daf Nun Tes. The knight who was brought before the king for making a neder on fruit causing the growths to be forbidden as a davar sheyesh matirin, because he had a mitzvah to be matir neder, which reminds us, one who says these fruits are konum upon me, if the promised seed does not decompose, even the growths of its growths are forbidden. Konumos are different since if he wants, he can ask for an annulment of the nether, and they're like an item that has a method to permit it, which is not nullified in a robe. Konumos, there's a mitzvah to null because making the darim is generally inappropriate, and that's why they're considered a davar sheyesh matirin. Truma, on the other hand, has no such mitzvah, so it can be nullified in a mixture. So the knight who was brought before the king for making a neder on fruit, causing the growth to be forbidden as a davar sheyesh matirin, because he had a mitzvah to be matir neder, could not answer the court elder's challenge of where the permitted root of a tithe, the onion that was subsequently replanted, went. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan Daf Nun Zayin, Amabe said that onions which were tithed and then replanted are subsequently tithed according to their entire volume, including the original roots, despite their already having been tithed. When Rabbah quoted this before Rav Chissa objected. Who will listen to you and Rabbi Yochanan your Rebbe regarding such a statement? Hetesh behenel heichen halach. Where did the permitted original root go? Although the new groves required tithing, the original root should not. So the knight who was brought before the king for making a neder on fruit, causing their growth to be forbidden as a davar sheyesh matirin because he had a mitzvah to be matir neder, could not answer the court elder's challenge of where the permitted root of a tithe, the onion that was subsequently replanted, went. So he was sent to expend effort and replant forbidden fruit and not rely on the rain, so they can be batel barov. Which reminds us, perhaps only in a case d'ul katarich, where one did not expend effort to nullify the plant, meaning he didn't replant it, rather it was rained upon and grew on its own, therefore it's not nullified by the growth of aheka de katarich batel baruba. But where one did expend effort to nullify the plant by replanting it, perhaps it does become batel barov. Daf samach, so the simmer daf samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The man who said, Konam my smiley face sticker collection, that must be more on daf samach. The man who said, Konam my smiley face sticker collection today and want to use them after dark, which reminds us, the eighth parak begins, Konam yan shani tom hayom eno asr el shetach shach. If one says, wine is konam for my tasting today, he's only forbidden until it gets dark. The term today does not apply a full 24-hour period, but the remainder of that particular day. If someone made a neder for yom echad, one day, he is forbidden for one full 24-hour period from the time he made the neder. The same applies to a neder of 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, or a 7-year cycle. So the man who said, Konam my smiley face sticker collection today and want to use them after dark, waited impatiently for a heter chacham that was needed because of a gezerah, which reminds us, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, that when it gets dark, he must still ask a chacham for a heter for his neder, although the term of the neder ended already. Rabbi Yosef explained the reason, gezerah hayom mishum yom echad. A gezerah of the neder of today was made because of a possible confusion with the neder of one day. The rabbis were concerned that if someone drinks wine after nightfall by a neder of today, which is permitted, people may assume the same applies to a neder of one day and not wait the full 24-hour period. To avoid this mistake, they required a person to seek a heder on his neder of today before partaking of the formerly prohibited substance. So the man who said, Konam my smiley face sticker collection today and want to use them after dark, waited impatiently for a heter chacham that was needed because of a gezerah. But the rabbi was busy trying to figure out whether his friend, who made his smiley face sticker collection usher for a day, should be treated as if he said one day or 2 days. Which reminds us, the Gemara presents an inquiry. Amr konam yan shani tom yom mai. If he said, wine is konam for my tasting for a day, what is the halacha? Is it like a neder of today and forbidden only for the remainder of that day? Or is it like one day and forbidden for a full 24 hours? The question is left unresolved. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn that where one expends effort to nullify a forbidden growth by replanting it, it becomes batel barov? That's on daf nun tes. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn from the pasuk Mimidbar Matana that if one makes himself mufker to all like a midbar, the Torah is given to him as Matana? That's on daf nun hey. Good. Number 3. Which stuff we have the question if Yovel is considered only the 50th year or also the first year of the next cycle? That's on daf Samachov. Good. Number 4. Which stuff we learn that a davar sheyesh matirin forbids a mixture with any amount? That's on daf Nun ches. Good, number five. Wish that learned that any event that has a zman kavu, like Pesach, and one said until the event arrives, he's forbidden until it arrives. That's on daf. Samachov. Good, number six. Wish that learned that a young tree with orla fruit grafted onto an old tree remains forbidden. That's on daf. Nunzine. Good, number seven. Which of the one says wine is konum for my tasting today, he's only forbidden until it gets dark. That's on daf. Samach. Good, number eight. Which of the malchok is what one means when one declares that he married off his eldest daughter. That's on daf. Samachov. Good, number nine. Which stuff we learn that when it gets dark, one must still ask Chochov for his heter for his nether regarding Hayom as a gezer because of a nether of Yom, today. That's on daf. Samach. Good, and number 10. Which stuff do we discuss regarding an onion picked during Shemitah and replanted in the eighth year if the new growth nullified the original root? That's on daf. Nun Zion. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldfarb Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.